Every year, one thing is always predictable. Postage costs go up. Stamps.com gives you crazy discounts of up to 89% off USPS and UPS services, so your business will barely notice the change. Stamps.com has been indispensable for over 1 million businesses just like yours. It's like your own personal post office. No lines, no traffic, no waiting. Sign up with promo code PROGRAM for a 4-week trial plus free postage and a free digital scale. No long-term commitments or contracts. That's Stamps.com code PROGRAM.
At Highland, we're all about celebrating little wins and little ways to innovate digital processes. There's no customer pain point too small for us to help with. Maybe that's why more than half of the Fortune 100 looks to Highland to connect their content and data, improve processes, and turn little efficiencies into big wins for their customers and clients. Highland, intelligent content solutions for innovators everywhere at highland.com.
Off the Ball Daily, a home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball. The performance rankings, you had to be there, the crappy quiz, and a slight tangent.
Does that count?
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Welcome back. It is Friday's Off the Ball. Nathan with you this evening. Shane Hannan and Will O'Callaghan are in studio. It's time for the quick picks. There was an overwhelming demand for the return of the quick picks, mainly from
people within the office.
Nobody else.
I think here we are. Aside from the crappy quiz, it's one of the sections that you get messages about. Where's the quick picks? Because you put your neck on the line.
I've never got a message about it, and it only started last week, and we hadn't had one text in the entire
year.
It's
in my head, is it?
Yeah, I had a few people ask me why are they not on this season. I was like, well, we couldn't round up enough people to do
it. They're back. They're back now.
And we started last week. One of our lads.
Mick McCarthy didn't rock up for this one after getting all his predictions correct last week.
Yeah.
Well done, Michael.
Do you know what, Nathan? It actually changes the way that you view games sometimes. So I was watching the scores at the end of Antrim and Fermanagh. And instead of, you know, dispassionately going, that's a great result for Antrim, they're going to top it and go through in the quarterfinals, my first assumption was, oh, Mick is going to be 100% now because he's got the other results. So a bit like fancy football, it takes away from your enjoyment. That's what we do for the...
Either that, it means that suddenly the Talchin Cup has a level of importance in your life that it probably wouldn't otherwise.
Sometimes, though, it's the way you get them right. So last week we all said Mayo to beat Louth, but yeah. I was the only one who put an asterisk beside it, and I said, lads, this game is going to be closer, much closer than you imagine. End up being a point
totally
win for
forgotten about. There's no asterisks. I know, all I do is look at the names and the numbers and nothing else matters.
Pretty sure I said Mayo by a point or two. So I wish you got an extra point for getting the score exactly right.
All right, let's go. It is Talchin Cup preliminary quarterfinal weekend. Woo!
I'm excited.
Let's start with Down against Longford. Mick has sent me through his...
I'm here in front of me, Mick's ones as well.
Yeah. Arthur's laughing. He's like, I can't believe this is a serious thing. Show some respect to the Talchin Cup. Show some respect.
100%.
Down against Longford. Down our team potentially over the next few years. That I think we will see are on the up. I like what you've done there, yep. Shane. They're going to have too much for Longford.
I think so. We've gone down across the board, haven't we? You've gone down.
All gone down.
Mick's gone down. Yeah, I think in fair assume they're one of the contenders to win this competition. There was going to be a little bit of a battle between themselves and Meath to see who would top the group, but we kind of knew from the outset they were the two teams who were going to qualify. As a result, Down are now going to have to play 3 weekends in a row. It's the only disadvantage of not finishing their group, but I think they're within the top 2 or 3 teams that are in the competition. It's very, very tricky to see Longford go to Norrie and get a result realistically. I think, not to give too much away, I think the teams who were seeded by finishing second have got a good advantage this weekend with home advantage too.
I think what Conor Laverty's doing with Down has been remarkable. And I know he's over the 20s as well. So like you'd imagine, and they have a very good 20s team. So the next couple of years, Down are only going to get better. Like that Meath game was shadowboxing. Meath won by 2 points. Down really didn't show their full hand. They were very impressive in the other two games. And Longford, aside from hitting 317 against Wicklow, were poor in the other two games. Like the last game was neutral against Carlow, but still lost that one. Like there's only one winner in this one. I know it's in Uri as well, which only adds to the one-sidedness, but I think Down could win reasonably comfortably.
3 selections for Down and a general feeling that actually don't be surprised to see Down in a Talchin Cup final.
I think Down will win the Talchin Cup. For me this year, I think
they're a major contender. Yeah,
New York are in to the preliminary quarterfinals. They're travelling over to play Carlow. Mick has gone for Carlow. Are we Carlow all round?
I've gone for Carlow.
Carlow as well.
I think it's just too hard for New York to try and bridge the gap since they last played in the Connacht Championship. And I know the London manager were saying that last week too, that they came in a little bit green into the start of the Tarleton Cup, but at least they had the benefit of playing the other group games, and they almost beat Laois at Parnell Park last week. And he put some of that down to the fact that they're just not getting enough competitive games. So obviously New York had a wonderful start to the year with the penalty shootout win against Leitrim, and then came over to Ireland to play in the semi-finals of the Connacht Championship. But since then, they've not had a competitive game because of the nature of them coming in at the prelim stage. And you would think that Carlow have built up enough esteem behind them in the last few weeks to take New York out. It's a big ask to ever see New York coming into a preliminary quarter final and turning someone over on Irish soil. Maybe it'll happen at some stage. Like, obviously they made history this year, but I think it puts them at a distinct disadvantage coming in this late.
Yeah, a couple of nice away wins for Carlow against Wicklow and Longford in the group stages. Like, New York just haven't had the game time. They haven't had the game time, and that, I think that penalty shootout win is going to be the high point of their summer.
It feels an age ago at this
point. Doesn't it? Basically last season. But no, I think this one again could be a comfortable enough 8 or 9 point win, I think, for Carlo. Niall Carew's implementing the style of play there as well. So, comfortable win
for Carlo. You know who the Carlo manager is?
I do now. After the crappy quiz, spoiler alert.
The entire nation is looking to the phone going, what's that buzzing? Any chance, Will, after 20 years in radio, you take your buzzing phone off the desk?
Shane isn't getting any messages, and yet I seem to be getting a ton of them.
Most people just turn their buzzing off.
My buzzing's off.
You still have your sound on as well when your phone rings?
No, you would have heard the sound.
See, he's busy getting offers of MC gigs across the Midlands.
Yeah.
People are like, Will, come on.
The summer is definitely MC territory, all right.
Fermanagh against Laois.
It's only one winner for me on this one.
Where are you going with?
I'm going Fermanagh.
Oh, the Midlands man is going against the grain.
So Laois last week just about scraped a draw against London.
Two late scores. Niall Corbett, I think, kicking with the very last kick of the game. London's biggest disappointment is that they didn't go down the other end of the field and just keep possession for a little bit longer. It looked like the famous win was about to happen. And, you know, Laois surrendered a 6 point lead very late on against Offaly in the round before that and were comfortably enough beaten by Carlow. They've had a disappointing league campaign where they didn't come out of Division 4. They've been performing below expectation. They were comfortably beaten by Fermanagh in the league a couple of seasons ago when they needed a result. There's nothing there to indicate that Laois are going up to Enniskillen to get a win.
What's going wrong in Laois?
Well, they have a transition of players at the moment. So they had obviously quite a few guys that hung on into their 30s. There's still some of the veteran players around. But like, Billy Sheehan has inherited a team that were refreshing at the time. And it's just, once I think when a team can get into a slump sometimes, it can carry on for a couple of seasons. And obviously if they'd bounced straight back out of Division 4 this year, you'd be thinking they would have had a kick going into the Tarleton. That didn't happen. And the form just hasn't happened in the Tarleton Cup so far.
Did they win? They didn't have a win. They had two draws, wasn't it? Laois,
yeah, so they qualified without a win. They qualified in scoring difference ahead of Tipperary. Like,
myself and Will both went with Fermanagh to beat Antrim last week, so we're probably sticking firm with Fermanagh for that reason. There's my picks.
Another one. That's you leaving your phone on the microphone.
Amateur hour. Sorry, Arthur.
Absolutely amateur hour.
Of course, yeah. Apologies. I'm going to start banging the table now as well, just to get the triumvirate.
Mick has gone for Fermanagh. Are you going against the grain here?
No, I'm going for Fermanagh. But the only thing, the argument for Laois is Brewster Park and Enniskillen in the league this year. Laois won that match in a very attacking, high-scoring match as well. But aside from that, I actually think Fermanagh will have learned a lot from that game. They've pushed on a little bit since. So for me, yeah, Fermanagh to win this one.
And the final preliminary quarter-final in the Tarleton Cup is Offaly against Wexford. Mick has gone for Offaly.
I've gone for Offaly just about.
I've gone for Offaly. I thought someone else had gone for a different one in this one. No, we're all the same.
Give your reasonings.
As an Offaly fan, I'm really worried about this one. So Offaly played Wexford twice in the Championship last year, put in their worst performance in a few years in the game they were beaten in Wexford Park, which was a big shock at the outset of the Championship last year, then came back and beat them in the Tarleton a few weeks later because of the way the draw worked out. So it's the third Championship meeting in very, very quick succession. And I would be worried with how awfully limply were defeated by Cavan. I know there wasn't a huge amount on the line last week because both teams knew they were going to qualify. But awfully,
was your sense of that performance that there's still a bit of a hangover from the Leinster semi-final against Louth?
Kind of maybe feels that way. Yeah, I thought maybe some of that was gone after the win against London, but then they never kicked on after going 12 points up in that game. And then against Laois, they were blessed to leave with a point that day. They performed very, very poorly and very defensively, I thought, that day. Kicked some late points and a late goal to get a draw, and then they were taken out pretty easily. But the concern for me would be, quite aside from the Wexford game, is that even if Offaly do get to the business end of the Championship, I'm really not sure if they have the beating of, say, Meath, Down or Cavan, the three big contenders to win it. So it would take a big upturn in performance in the last 2 weeks if Offaly are going to go much further in this competition.
Yeah, I wouldn't read too much into Offaly's defeat against Cavan. Like, Cavan, along with Down, are probably the best team in it. I think Cavan and Down are actually a level above Meath even. I can't see Offaly not winning this match. Wexford have been disappointing in different ways in the group stage. The Offaly win against Longford was as significant as you can get. 9 points at home, like, job done. But I wouldn't read much into the Cavan match, and I think Offaly would just have too much for them. Like, they have met a lot, as you say, in the championship the last couple of years, so there'd be a little bit of...
Offaly panel is very stretched as well. Some very good players going to America, which is always the fear when the Talton Cup comes
So out. Are we all in the same boat for the first four?
Yeah, this is exciting stuff. This is why we brought back the quick pick, so that you could all agree on absolutely everything. Down Carlo, Fermanagh and Offaly are picks of our entire panel. Let's turn to the hurling then. The Leinster hurling final, Galway against Kilkenny. Mick has gone for Galway. Presenter of the hurling pod, Will O'Callaghan,
is going for Kilkenny.
I'm going for Galway.
Oof.
I'm concerned about Adrian Mullins' very, very likely absence, because he was one of the differences between the teams last year. And Galway surely can't go to Croke Park and shoot as poorly as they did last season. Their scoring percentage was way, way down. And they actually actively allowed Adrian Mullins to slip back out into midfield and score, I think it was 6 points in play against them last season. I don't think you're going to get that kind of limp performance from Galway. But I couldn't give Galway the tip based on what we've seen from them so far this year. In Championship, we haven't had a consistent performance really from them. And I know in the Leinster Championship, you're kind of feeling your way through to the final, and Galway and Kilkenny should both improve as the season goes on. But I haven't seen enough. And if I was worried about anything, it would be the way that Galway hurled in the first half of the last game they played in Croke Park against Dublin. So even if Kilkenny are without Adrian Mullen, I just kind of fancy Kilkenny to win this. I couldn't read any real form into how the two teams played when they met in Nolan Park in the group stages, because, again, Galway looked scintillating at times in the first half, and then Kilkenny were quite good in the second half, with Galway not really getting the job done. So we've seen maybe two really good halves of hurling from Galway in games that mattered, but not enough to indicate they're going to beat Kilkenny.
I'm really surprised to see two Galway selections. I know there's a scoring power there, and Evan Nyland has come in, and Conor Whelan and Kevin Cooney are doing a job, but that performance against Dublin was a million miles away from a team that could go and beat Kilkenny.
Look, yeah, far be it for me to disagree with the hurling pod presenter in Will O'Callaghan here, but I think the team that keeps their discipline the most, you mentioned Nyland, TJ Reid, whoever gives away less freeze in a scoring zone possibly is going to win this one. Like, Kilkenny, you'd be concerned about Kilkenny's goal concession against Wexford. I know the game probably didn't mean a whole pile to them, but
I think they went out to try and relegate Wexford. I think they went for that.
Yeah, it's true, all action. The Adrian Mullen injury that you mentioned is probably the thing that's swung it for me in many ways. Galway can't be as bad as they were against Dublin. Like, surely Henry Shefflin is going to say, right, the start we had in that game was horrendous. What was it, 12 point deficit at one point? To come back and get the draw showed a little bit of heart, at least a little bit of fitness maybe as well. There was the argument made on the show during the week that the Leinster Championship means more to Kilkenny than it does to Galway, for obvious geographical reasons. That's not to say Henry Shefflin will want to win it, but I do think Galway will really, really want to win it this year. And, like, it should be a cracking final. It's probably only a game with a couple of points in it at the end, either way. But I do think Galway will have learned their lessons from the last day against the Dubs.
The bigger motivator should really be to try and go straight to a semi-final and avoid the Munster champions.
Yeah. The loser is going to have to probably play tip.
Yeah.
Like, which, so the carrot on the end of the stick is not just a Leinster title, it's avoid a pretty horrendous path to Liam McCarthy. So,
spoiler for next week's quick picks there, Shane is going for Tipperary to beat Offaly.
There's a shot. There
I go. Don't want to oppose him, but anyway.
Yeah.
All right, so we have two Galway, one Kilkenny for the Leinster final, and Munster final, Clare against Limerick. Mick is going, shock horror for Clare.
Right, is he?
Oh, he was going to do the reverse jinx there for a second.
Will?
I have to say, consistent with what I said in the hurling pod. So Paul Murphy, James Gale are both going for Clare to win on Sunday afternoon. They reckon they're going to do it twice in 1 year, storm the Gaelic grounds and win their first Munster Championship since 98. I think Limerick will bring up their performance level. I think they'll get over the line. But I really think this is a game within 2 points of each other. I have no idea whether Conor Cleary is going to start or not on Sunday, because that could just be a tactic to go, right, we've patched him up, he's ready to go. By all reports, he has worked really hard in his rehab to be back. Again, I don't know the nature of how bad his arm and shoulder were injured 3 weeks ago. Maybe the 3 week gap is long enough to come back. I think if he's not there to protect the house against Darren Galland, it leaves Clare a little bit open to Limerick going for goals. And I'm not as down on Limerick as some people are, because I think everyone went and gave their best possible shot at Limerick. And we saw performances the week after teams playing Limerick often dipped. And I think Limerick have just weathered that storm. They'll be delighted they got into a Munster final. I'm sure they thought that Tipperary were going to beat Waterford and that Limerick were looking at a longer route around to get back into the All-Ireland semi-finals this season. Chance to win five in a row. and I think Limerick have enough to do it.
How much you
even without, even probably without Keane Lynch, because I think if Keane Lynch is fit, Keane Lynch would start. But the way Keane Lynch was holding his leg, it looks like his hamstring was having a problem the last day, and I don't know if that's long enough to get him back in the field for much this weekend.
I've kind of gone for Limerick on the basis that Keane Lynch was fit, but we'll stick with them regardless. John Kiely seemed a little bit spiky this week, which I like. I think that everyone talking about, oh, Limerick could be out of the Munster round robin, has maybe stuck a rocket up their ass. They're like, well, here we go, we have to up our game here. I think if you beat Limerick once in a calendar year, you've won the lotto, and it's hard to win the lotto twice in 1 year. I just can't see Clare doing it again.
I think the odds are somewhat different between beating Limerick and winning the lotto,
of course, but I do think Limerick will have been buoyed by the doubters, and there have been doubters in the last couple of months based on some of the results, possibly based on the performances as well. But It's home advantage
that Clare have selected for Limerick, which
I think that they'll regret that.
Bit of a twist.
They're going to regret that.
Yeah,
I can see their reasoning and rationale for opting for it, but I mean, hindsight will be 20/20. If Limerick end up winning the game, people might say, "Well,
yeah." I still believe in this Limerick side. I think that
what a brave prediction you just
what
made.
A brave man.
But I'm making this point to Anthony Nash that it's strange that we're talking about a team that are going for 5 Munster titles in a row, 4 All-Ireland titles in a row, but this sense of, oh, I tell you, Clare have got their number. Well, get their number when it really matters there, lads.
Well, certainly Clare have been the team that have put it up to them in recent years more than anyone else. You can't argue with that, but I just think Limerick will have too much. Like, Limerick have all they need, all a team that has been so dominant like that in recent years needs is people doubting them, and another reason, a newspaper on the wall type thing to keep them going. Well, look, if you win a few All-Irelands in a row, the motivation surely dwindles. The law of diminishing marginal utility, I think it's called in economics.
Golf in a Dare manner whenever they want. That's the sort, too much luxury.
But look how much Kiley's been guarding against complacency all season. He talked, I think, after the first game, of championship, we're blocking out all the outside noise. Mm. There's been a lot of crap spoken about. It's been so far ahead of teams. We need to make sure that we're, 100% on it every single game that we play. And the only blot in the copybook is a game that went right down the stretch against Clare at the same venue. Outside of that, they earned the draw against Tipperary. They won their other two games to get to a Munster final, and people are talking as if they've been off it this year.
They've not been
at their sparkling best, but they've still generally found a way to get results.
Even this whole question around Limerick's physicality, Kiley was asked about it during the week, and you could tell he was a little bit annoyed. He was like, well, we're no more physical than any other team. We're just bigger in terms of height. But he was trying to make the argument, we're not actually physically that much bigger than other teams. They probably are, but they've loaded 6'5" lads
as well.
They do, actually.
But
psychologically,
Clare is such a good match for them physically as well. Like, Clare are a big physical team, but they can also...
it'd be great to see Clare win it, wouldn't it?
For Hurling, maybe.
Maybe it's just rare. Like, they bring something.
Yeah, change it up. And what, 1998, the last time Clare won the Munster Championship?
I don't think anyone begrudges them. I think last year, if we get a final that's anywhere around the standard that we had at Semple Stadium last season, I think everyone would be delighted this weekend. And for Clare to have gone so close to getting the result and it just not working out last year, I don't think any neutral wouldn't enjoy them beating Limerick. Because the great thing about this is, no matter what happens, Limerick and Clare are both still in the championship. They are still the top two contenders right now to lift Liam McCarthy as well.
All right, that is this week's quick picks. We'll be back next week where we'll hopefully remember the results.
Or we'll
quick
text
picks,
them in.
Send your text how delighted you are it's back. Shane Hannan, his phone is overrun. Wills, throughout the show, have been literally buzzing.
Phone's hopping here,
We're going to take a quick break and then we're back with the crappy quiz.
Yeah.
All right, on the way.